Welcome to Mom Friends. We are two longtime friends, Laura, who is a pregnancy and postpartum doula and mom of two,
and Raimi, who is a first-time mom-to-be, and we both get together to discuss the journey from preconception through pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond.
Join us for weekly raw conversations and relatable struggles on how this life-changing event impacts all areas of our lives.
Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to Mom Friends. Today we are going to be updating you on weeks 13 through 17, 18 almost, how Raimi has been feeling and also all of the things that she has been doing to prepare for baby's arrival. Hello, Raimi. I cannot believe you're almost halfway there.
I know. I'm super excited. I'm just in my own little world bubble now and it feels really good.
And it's that odd stage where you're still not feeling the baby move, but you're feeling good, but you're still not sure. Showing, right?
Yeah, right now I would say it's starting to get a little bit less suspicious as to is that but gas bubbles or is that movement? I feel like I can definitely say it's movement now, but it's still very subtle.
Uh-huh. So let's start talking about the symptoms. How have these last few weeks of the first trimester, first few weeks of the second trimester been when it comes to symptoms?
So I thought that I was going to see the light at the end of the tunnel by week 12. Uh-huh. And so when week 12 rolled around, I was really hoping for symptoms to let up. Instead, for me, they got worse. So my symptoms totally peaked week 12, 13, definitely my two worst weeks. I thought that I would have this nausea forever because I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel at this point. I was still air gagging all day nausea. You know, nothing sounds good to eat and I'm losing weight. I know that for a fact. I can't work out. I'm not feeling good in my own body. I don't feel energized. And so I would say how I said goodbye to the first trimester was 13 weeks and 6 days. So right before I turned 14 weeks, which some books will say 14 weeks is your start of the second trimester. That night at 13 weeks, 6 days, I vomited all over and I was like, great, this is going to be bad. The next day, I felt like a completely different person at week 14, exactly. Like it was like a 360.
Yeah, it's crazy how that happens all of a sudden and you never know when. And boom. Yeah, it disappears. I mean,
you never know when. Yeah, that's what you said, too. And I was waiting for that. I guess it had to get really bad before I could feel good. But I swear I felt like a totally new person. Week 14, I had my energy back. I was no longer air gagging. Like I couldn't remember the last time I air gagged. And then just not feeling any symptoms anymore. I was super, super relieved. And then, like, of course, you know, week 15 comes around and now I'm like, hello, baby, are you in here?
Right, right.
You know, like, it's so quiet. Like, there was definitely a few weeks where I wasn't sure if I was pregnant anymore and maybe something really bad happened, right? Because I'm not showing, I don't feel movement, not nauseous. But the whole big lesson in all of this is just, like, surrender. Your body knows what it's doing. Like, it's good. So just trusting in that. But I was just so happy to say goodbye to the first trimester symptoms.
Yeah, yeah. We're definitely moved on now to the second trimester, which is the best one. It's like they're really the sweet spot of pregnancy. Energy's back, symptoms are gone, you're not too big, so you still feel like, you know, you could move and do everything. So that's amazing.
Totally.
So in the last episode, we left off by talking about interviewing your OB, the one you had selected a year ago and you knew you would go to. So when you interviewed her, everything was great. However, we were chatting, and while we were chatting, you said, I actually don't know if I liked her vibe, which was the first time I heard that. So I told you then, why don't you interview some other options? And in the same practice, they had different OBs. So you said that you would be moving forward by interviewing another one and seeing if that one was a better fit. So what happened with that?
Well, I think I didn't realize why I had this like disconnect to that first OB. Like there was something in the back of my mind that was just like, oh, something's not fully right. And I think talking it out with you helped me realize why. So when I had seen her, I actually didn't know this, but I had a yeast infection. And even then, I didn't mention this last time either. She made me feel bad about it. She made me feel gross. Like, she looked, she was like at the probe, because it's a vaginal ultrasound at first. So she was just like, did you know you have a yeast infection? And I'm like, no, I had no idea. Nothing's like not itchy or anything. She was like, yeah, you need to get this. You need to go get medicine. I would get on Monist at 7. And I'm just like, okay. Like, just the way she said it made me uncomfortable. It was, like, not good bedside manners.
Yeah. Like, she made you feel like you were at fault, or it was something that you should have known,
yes,
right? Yeah.
I shouldn't have right now. Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't know. Okay, yeah, I'll get that fixed right away, whatever. And even when I was, like, interviewing her, yeah, like, just something seemed off, her eyes. Like, we weren't really connecting. It's a vibe, like you said. And I'm glad I went with my gut feeling, because when I went back for my 16 weeks ultrasound, my second appointment at the OB, you know, I met a new doctor in the same practice. And immediately, the moment she entered the room, just her vibe, her energy was down to earth. She wasn't acting for me. Like, she, like the other one felt like she was acting to feel overly happy looking at a ultrasound. When you know, that didn't feel real to me. It came across kind of like she over-exaggerated her reaction. But with this one, it was just very chill. Like, it's a chill thing, right? Of course, it's beautiful to see the ultrasound, but it was just very natural, calm. And then I think while she was doing the scan, she took her time. And that's when I was interviewing her. Like, it didn't feel so like me interviewing doctor. It was just like a conversation, and that was comfortable. So I think, like, if you are at an OB and it's kind of uncomfortable to interview, you feel uncomfortable, I think that's a good way to do it, is just have like these casual conversations as they're scanning you, so that they're doing something and busy, and so it's just kind of like in passing. But no, I got great vibes from her, and after that, Nate was there with me. Like, I could just talk on and on with her. It was just so comfortable. And I knew, like, she was going to be my OB. So I'm so glad I switched.
Yeah. And because you had that connection organically, you just clicked better. You were also able to ask the questions in a more natural state. So I think that is why, you know, it's a great sign.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, why don't you, you know, interview a few. Even if you already have an OB that you've been going to for a while, it's now pregnancy. It's a different scenario, and it's a really important thing to have that connection and to have her understand you and be able to have this conversation. So if you do have that connection naturally and organically, then you'll have the chance to have more conversations and ask questions, right? So that is amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
And touching base on the yeast infection, it is extremely common to have issues like that, or even UTIs during pregnancy. So she shouldn't have made you feel bad. Even if it wasn't common, she shouldn't have made you feel bad about it. But also, it's extremely common. And so,
exactly. Also, I had just gotten off all these meds, and I was shoving tons of meds up my vagina because of the fertility, you know, medicine. So on top of that, I had but vaginal discharge just from pregnancy, plus all this. So estrogen levels high, like all of this, you know. So I didn't know I had it. But yeah, she made me feel like it was like, whoa, you didn't know?
No, even if it was, you know, one in a million, she should not have made you feel that way. They're there to like support you and guide you and like give you medical advice, which is, this is a perfect example of it. So it definitely shouldn't be something that makes you feel uncomfortable and like you did something wrong, for sure.
100%.
So as soon as you got into your second trimester, you, as you mentioned, you felt great. And so you started also working out more, right?
Love, love, love working out. Like, who am I? Like, I just feel so good mentally after I work out, even if I'm doing super simple movements and stretching. Like, I've been, while, you know, we're watching TV upstairs at night, I've been stretching just because I do have lower back pain and aches, like on the left side specifically, that linger when I'm sitting on the couch for too long and I'm kind of slouched. So I'll like, I have a mat set up and I'll just do cat-cow, like, you know, pigeon, and just stretching my lower back. Just any sort of movement, walking, fresh air, just whenever I'm like, I need to get a refresher or something and I'm working and I need, and even when I need like a creativity spark, I'll just go outside and start walking. Like I'm enjoying movement now. I definitely feel a huge shift from how I felt in the first trimester. I didn't think I could ever get back on the train of moving my body, but it's definitely feeling so good and so right.
Yeah, it feels good in your body, but also in your energy levels and in your mood, right? It just changes you, and that's a part of you. So having that being taken away definitely adds to not feeling like yourself, which obviously through pregnancy, we already don't feel like ourselves because there's a lot of changes hormonally and physically. And then you add on top of that, not being able to do something that is really making you feel great. And it just makes you feel so, so bad in your body. So that's amazing that you've been able to do that. And then you also started working on your deep core and pelvic floor because I told you to start incorporating that, right? How's that been?
Yeah. So that's something I do at night also. And it's been awesome. You mentioned a program called Every Mother. And I learned so much from that, you know, watching those videos, like how to get up from the couch, how to engage your core correctly. I think before I started doing this at week 16, I never thought I could engage my core. Like I just thought my gut's out now. It's just the way it is. Like that's how pregnancy is. So, but it was such a like a mind change when I was like, oh, I'm supposed to engage it in a way where you kind of suck it in and up and like tighten and do a Kegel and do both movements at the same time. And that's a lot of good pressure or good engagement on your ab that you should be doing. So it's like everything I do now, whether I'm getting up from the couch, getting up from bed, bending down to grab something, I know the right way to do it where I'm not going to cause the diastasis recti.
Yeah,
where your abs separate or whatever, just like strengthening the deep, deep core. So I love it. I love it. It's 10 minutes a day. You know, I'm trying to be consistent with it every single day. But, it's great. Even when I exercise, I keep that in mind, right? So it's like, can I engage the core in that way and still do this movement? Okay, that's good. I can continue doing this.
Yeah, it's amazing to learn the foundational tips for your everyday life, not just for working out and using the core correctly being pregnant, but also for every day. As you said, rolling out of bed, you don't have a big belly yet. But when you do, there's a lot of pressure on your abdominal muscles when you get out of bed on just doing that alone. And so we have to know how to engage it. So that's why I do love that one. I'm going to link the app in the podcast episode notes.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Even like coughing or sneezing, how to do that correctly so you're not just like expanding your abs out and outwards. It's like you take a small inhale, you brace, and then you cough, right? So it's been game changing. I think I'm so lucky that you taught me this early on because I'm still in my second trimester. Like imagine I'm really working those, you know, those deep, deep core muscles. So
yeah, I highly recommend it. Even if you are just trying to conceive, it's a great exercise to start incorporating to strengthen the deep core and pelvic floor before even pregnancy. If you are in the first trimester, but even if you're in your third trimester, it's never too late. The more you do it, the more you're going to prevent that big gap in the abdominal muscles, as well as you'll help recover it because the work doesn't end once you give birth. It actually continues postpartum to be able to recover from everything faster. And the deep core muscles are also connected to the pelvic floor, which we need to also strengthen. So that's great. You're doing that. I call it like grandma workouts, but they're actually amazing.
They make me sore. I'm still sore from the other day. I have to put my thumbs on the toilet seat to like get on the seat because it when you actually engage your core the right way, you're working out harder.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy because from the outside, it looks like you're doing nothing.
You're doing nothing.
And I'm at the gym and I'm still like almost 4 years postpartum from my second. And I'm still doing that because I love to work my deep core and I'm still doing those exercises. And when people see me at the gym, they see me lift like 600 pounds on like the machines. And then they see me do these like grandma workouts and they're going to be like, what is she doing?
And just as like a visual reference, you know, you see those videos on TikTok where the pregnant mom will like pop the belly button, and it's like a deflating of a balloon, and it the belly goes in and up. So that's exactly what it is that you're doing. So instead of just like being pregnant and having your gut out, it's like actually, you know, fixing, pulling in, pulling up, and like pulling your shoulders back. And like, that's the right posture for you to be in every single moment of your waking day anyways. So it's like, it's just so great. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it also not only will help you with the diastasis from postpartum and recovering your core, but it also will help you prevent major bladder leaks and recover from those two postpartum. So it's great for both benefits, and their major issues postpartum that you can prevent or, you know, minimize. So I think it's important. And there's a lot of talk of like, it's normal to have bladder leaks when you're a mom. It's just part of being a mom to sneeze and pee yourself. But it's not really. There's a lot we can do to fix it or to minimize it, and don't not live with it forever after having a child, right? So this is just a really important topic to discuss. So I'm glad you're already doing that, and it's part of your workout routine. So it's great.
Yep.
Something else that you started doing in the second trimester, which is more exciting.
Super exciting.
Is doing your baby registry and start shopping for baby items. So what have you bought so far at 18 weeks now?
I just, like, now I get it. Like, before you could feed me ads on Instagram and I would just ignore it. It didn't really faze me. I wouldn't fall for it. But okay, if you want to feed me something that I'll buy, it's baby clothes. And my Instagram knows that now. So every night I'm just scrolling. I'm like, this is so cute. Are you joking me? I'm ordering things from Australia, just everywhere around the world, and just like going crazy on the clothes. But I know that is so temporary, you know? I just can't help it.
Yeah.
Because it's just adorable. But yes, I've gotten clothes, I've gotten play mats, I got a baby bouncer, which is like this nice cream one, I forget the brand. I also got a crib and a dresser. So those are my big like items that I got. I went with something just super simple, and I also picked out the paint that I want to do the nursery room with. I'm gonna do lime wash plaster as well, but it's gonna be this like pretty terracotta color.
So you're gonna remove the current plaster that you have and put a different tone plaster?
Yeah, I can just paint it on top. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see.
I know. So that's happening right now in the works, and I'll continue to do that. I was also like just asking my followers too, like, did you guys do your nursery before your baby came, or did you not worry about it till later because the baby usually co-sleeps in your room? And a lot of people still said they did it before, and it just got them excited, which I understand.
Yeah, I feel like the first baby especially, you do that. For me, the biggest thing is you have a place to put all the baby things, right? So even though you plan to sleep with the baby for a while in your room, you still have that dresser to put all the baby clothes, and that, like, it's nice to have that space for the baby so it doesn't take over your own space. But yeah, of course, you know, and realistically, baby, he or she won't sleep in the nursery for a while. The second baby, you probably have just your bedroom.
Sorry, second baby. We know how this works now.
So you have three bedrooms upstairs, and you're taking one of the guest bedrooms and you're putting that in the casita, and then you're making that the baby's nursery, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the room closest to us. It doesn't have a closet, so We needed to get a dresser, and I also got this little like toddler clothes hanger, put like bigger items there.
Coats.
Yeah. So yeah, we should be all set. Yeah.
Did you get the double dresser or the small dresser?
I got the double because like I'm already buying so much.
I told you also, if you don't have a closet,
right,
you're going to need the double. You are because you're now probably buying things that are not just for 0 to 3. Therefore, you know, a little bigger sizes too, or they're going to give you that, you know, so you need to store that somewhere. You don't have a closet. So I think that double was great. It's going to be definitely worth it. So that's good.
I also got a baby bath from Laylo.
Oh, yeah. I love that brand.
Yeah.
And in a future episode during this second trimester, so not too far from now, we will actually do a special episode that is going to be like essential versus non-essential baby items. And we're going to review everything and really, truly get to what's an essential necessity. So that'll be a good episode for anyone planning to do a registry for the baby too.
I love that.
Something else that you've done is very, very, very exciting.
Do you see how productive I am?
You are. Oh yeah. But now you've been doing the fun things. Soon we're going to get into like the deep like birth prepping and all that. But no, it's been fun. Yeah. So something else really fun has been sending out the baby shower invites. Tell us a little bit about it. Any sneak peeks on what you're planning?
Yeah. So you guys know I didn't have a wedding. I haven't done any celebration really since moving here. Actually, that's wrong. The engagement party I did, but I didn't plan that. Anyways, this is the one thing I would like love to go all in on and just really celebrate. So I am having a baby shower and it's going to be on our ranch. And I'm going to have it when I'm like 30 weeks about. And yeah, I have a theme, which is really cute. I'm not going to give it away. But I'm thinking of working with an event planner. I'm still trying to find one that, you know, kind of works with what we're trying to do in our budget. But yeah, it'll just be like a very intimate co-ed party celebration on the ranch. Yeah, just fun opportunity to celebrate and take photos and have fun and a last hurrah before I'm nesting.
Yeah, I totally feel you. It's truly a huge celebration from a huge life shift that is going from maiden to mother, right? It's this big transition, big portal. And it is not only last hurrah and kind of like goodbye to this life, but also a big welcoming into this whole new world that you're about to embark as a mother and celebrating a new soul coming to earth, right? I feel like it's just so beautiful. And then you see your support and love from others and to you and this baby. And obviously you get the little gifts and things like that. But for me, it's more like the celebration. And if someone wants to bring like 3 diapers, I'm more than happy, right? It's just so meaningful to celebrate what's about to come.
Maiden to mother.
It is truly a celebration of that, like a new stage in life more than ever. And so, yeah, I think that it's great. Obviously, whoever doesn't want to have one, you know, doesn't need to. But I think if you want one, it's truly very, very special. And I'm really sad because you're doing it in Texas.
I mean, you know what? I have, besides you and Amanda, I have more, and my parents, I have more friends here. Okay, so it makes sense for you guys to come to me.
But I'm coming in the summer, so I'm...
I know. Yes, I understand.
I could come, but, you know, it's between, like, literally, I'm coming... I already had this, but I'm coming back from Cabo and then I'm leaving to Spain for a whole month. And then I'm coming to you for your birth in August. So I'd rather be there for your birth.
For sure. So special.
Extra special. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Of course.
So, oh, well, we'll celebrate in LA. We'll do our own little baby shower.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sounds good.
As you entered the second trimester, we also started talking about some second trimester things that you could start doing. We already mentioned the deep core and pelvic floor, but something else that was really important was visit the dentist for a deep cleaning, because during pregnancy, you are more prone to have infections, gum disease. Also, it's great to prevent issues with the baby, like preterm birth, having a baby with lower birth weight. So it's definitely something that's important. Have you scheduled that?
Yeah. I am so good with my dentist. So every 6 months I have a cleaning. So I have my cleaning in a couple of weeks. But I also just, because I entered my second trimester and had a hole in my filling, like a filling cracked, we scheduled that for second trimester and I just had that done last week. So my whole left side, I had like 4 more cavities to fix.
Wow.
And I know I had the pregnancy safe, Novocaine or the numbing that my biological dentist, which is like a natural, tries to go a more natural route. Holistic. So that's what I meant. And so he was very careful and I got it all done and it was perfect. So I feel good about that. I floss every single night. And also with that procedure with the cavities, I'm definitely bleeding more from my gums, even though I floss.
Yes.
Yeah. And they said that was normal. So
very normal in pregnancy, especially in the second trimester. That's why you also need to be very careful with your hygiene because you're more prone to that and infections as well. So I'm glad you got that done. There's a lot of cavities, though. That's not good.
No, it's because when I was 15, my mom took me to a family friend dentist and had like all 50 done at once. And can you imagine? It was done over 4 times, but every quadrant had like 15 cavities to cover. And it was done so quickly that all of these cavities I'd got are cracking now, obviously.
Right.
So I'm having to redo all of them. So it's like not that I'm growing more and more cavities, it's that I have to redo them. That's the annoying part.
Yeah, I get it. And have you started using a pregnancy pillow?
Yeah. Oh, and I have one that I love. I just shared on my stories. BB Hug Me. It's from Made in Germany, and it's so great. Like, I can't sleep without it. I can't like sit on the couch without it. It's just so supportive. So I really love that one. Maybe we could link it that's below. Great. I love that one.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll link everything we're talking about in the notes. So that's perfect. Yeah. That's great. It's really important, as we mentioned in the previous episode too, so that you don't compress.
Sleeping on your side.
On your side. Yes. Because you can compress a major vessel that goes to the baby.
I also started going to chiropractor again. So I'm doing that.
Yay.
Yeah. Good. Twice per week. Just like you said. Opening up space in the pelvis area and realigning the lower back, just because I have like lower back pain, you know?
100%. When you said that, I forgot to mention it. Yeah, that's great. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. And then soon you can go back to the acupuncture. You can, you know,
I still do acupuncture.
You do it once. Still?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh. Every 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Great. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, it's going to be great. So I'm glad you found that place.
Mm-hmm. Every time I go to acupuncture, she literally tells me, okay, so what ailments do you want to cover today? And, you know, sometimes it's nausea. I need more of an appetite. I have no energy. Sometimes it's my lower back. My ears are popping. And she just hits it on the spot. And every time I get out of there, I'm fixed. It's so amazing.
I love that. I do recommend chiropractor and acupuncture every month, at least once a month during pregnancy. However, as I mentioned, you know, it's hard to pay for that. It's not accessible for everyone.
It's a lot, yeah.
So if you have to be strategic, wait until the end of pregnancy, because we're going to talk about the benefits in the third trimester. So if you have to be strategic in saving, definitely wait until then. But if you can include it every week or every 2 weeks, that's ideal. It's helping you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just nice to have some sort of self-care element, like lean back on, you know, like do as much as you can, have good posture at home, blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah, it's just nice to have a professional, like really get your hands on you, you know?
Yeah. And there's so many things going on in your body. It's just definitely supporting those changes, right? So
it really does help. Yeah.
Hormone wise, alignment wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. And then have you started using a belly oil or butter?
So I use Indi Lee, which is, I know it's non-toxic too, but it's just like a spray, which I like. So I just spray it on my belly all over every time I shower. Yeah, that's been really nice. I smell good after.
Yeah, I love doing that since early on too, just to start helping the belly stretch, even if you don't have a big belly.
I have a question. Do you put oil down there, you know, because like it will stretch?
No, I don't do that. I don't think it is something that you need to do. If you want to do it, sure, you can do it, but I don't do anything like that. No, we'll talk about this when we talk about birth preparation too. But one, I think it can cause more infections than anything, and two, you will dilate, you know, so you will open up, so there is no need to stretch it out. It's going to add in labor for your baby to come out, right? So it is not something that I think is important to do. I think, again, it can cause more issues than not. And it stresses you a lot because you don't need to do that. I mean, I'm not for it.
Like, also, I don't need any more vaginal issues. Like, I got a...
Seriously.
I got a UTI literally 2 weeks ago as well.
Right.
So, yay, no symptoms. Great. And then I hit with the UTI and I can't stop peeing and it's burning.
After your yeast infection, right?
After my yeast infection, yeah. And it's just like I had to call the OB and rush a prescription for antibody because I knew it was coming on hard. And if I didn't get it quick, it would turn into a kidney infection. I didn't want that. And so, yeah. And because of that, I started taking a probiotic because I didn't want to take an antibiotic now, you know, but I had to.
So when you had it, you texted me and I said, definitely talk to your OB ASAP. But I also said, you know, you have to take a probiotic through pregnancy, we're more prone to UTI and any bacterial infection as well. So we have to take a probiotic in the third trimester. It's extra important. We'll also talk about it in the future. But now still for like your immune system, your gut health through pregnancy, which also need that boost, but your vaginal health as well, because we are more prone to all types of infections. So yeah. Definitely yeah. Stay on it.
I took, I got some cranberry gummies as well, just to like keep up with that. And then my acupuncturist told me, and if anyone has like early symptoms of a UTI, D-mannose, which is a supplement, can help with that. That could clear it before you have to start taking antibiotics. So I'm going to try that next time.
Hopefully there's not a next time.
D-mannose. I know. Please God. Jesus. Give me a break down there. I know. It's because I wear leggings. It's like a moistener. Like, I just need to not. You need to wear flowing skirts and no underwear at all times.
Yeah, it's summer soon, so.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, all of that you can get through foods too. Like you can get a lot of minerals and vitamins and nutrients. However, through pregnancy, we don't eat one as many things as we need because our nutrient demands are way higher. And two, it's just we don't crave as healthy as of a food as we should, right? So it's definitely a moment where you do need to focus on your supplements more than ever.
Agreed. And like yesterday I had McDonald's for lunch and then I had Chipotle for dinner and I was like, that's what prompted me this morning. I was like, I need to be good with my vitamins because this is not, I'm not being good with my diet so much. And
yeah,
that's like, since I got pregnant, I feel like lazy. I don't know if the word's lazier to cook.
I understand. Yeah. I wouldn't call it lazy because what you're doing alone without doing anything, like your body's doing so much. Mm-hmm. Like that is just nuts. So we have to give ourselves a little bit of grace on like, we're not lazy. We're doing already a lot without doing anything, right? Yeah. However, we need to be conscious that, okay, sure, I'm going to give myself grace, but I also need to take care of myself. There needs to be a balance. So
for sure,
whatever that balance looks like, right? It's okay.
Yeah. And the food choices around where I live, you know, not to make excuses, but I don't have any. So like, mm-hmm. I am excited to, because I'm going back to LA end of this month to be able to have access to good food, because I could see myself ordering, the whole bowl from Cafe Gratitude.
Yeah.
So good. It's got every macronutrient you need in there.
I love that. Yeah.
I want that right now.
Well, when you come in 2 weeks, we can go.
Yeah. Exactly. Like there's just more choices.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to make a plan of everything we want to do and around the food.
100%. And next time if I get pregnant, I'm going to be in LA half of my pregnancy.
Okay. That sounds great.
Literally. For the food.
Yes, I agree with that. That's perfect. And in a more serious note, end-to-end this episode, you have officially started your doula classes with me. We have 10 total, 9 ahead. We've done one. That first one was very introductory into supporting your pregnancy, properly creating a good foundation, as well as starting to prepare the mind for birth. So we will share here some highlights of everything that you're learning. So we'll start doing that next week as well. And I'm excited.
Birth. I feel like I'm slowly slowly the fear around it is kind of melting.
Yeah, I think that you before you were even pregnant like years ago, you were always really scared and curious, but with a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And now that you're really starting to prepare, you are more curious in an excited way.
I think that also has to do with just being more informed.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, I think that you will just gain more confidence as we prepare.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited for you too. I think that you're going to do great.
Yay. Yeah. And I think for anyone listening, like we're in this together. Like I know a lot of people are also pregnant here listening and I feel like we can get in the right mindset together. So
yes, that will be amazing. So make sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode or any future episodes to come. And follow us on Instagram at MomFriendsPod to follow all the behind the scenes updates and more.
Yay, we always appreciate your reviews. So thank you so much and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.